You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
The advice for self-care today is endless and can be yet another overwhelming job for women.
Every episode, we trial a different self-care practice, live it to the letter for a week, and report back to you on the results.
Will it actually improve your well-being, or will it be another waste of your time? We test out self-care so you don't have to.
Welcome to Self-Care Club. Hi, Nicole.
Hello.
Are you eager to air your auras and give your chakras a good clear out?
Are they clogged?
I don't know.
We'll find out. I'm up for anything.
Okay. Then get ready for Reiki.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishkon, and this is Self-Care Club. Reiki is a form of alternative therapy commonly referred to as energy healing. It's said to involve the transfer of universal energy from the practitioner's hands to their patient. Energy healing has been used for centuries in various forms. Reiki's been around for thousands of years. Its current form was first developed in 1922 by a Japanese Buddhist called Mikao Ujui, who began a personal search that ended with his having contact with the energy Reiki, and who reportedly taught 2,000 people the Reiki method during his lifetime. Mikao intended Reiki to be used as a path for healing and spiritual development. His practice grew, and eventually Reiki was introduced out of Japan via Hawaii in 1937 and spread to the US and then Europe in the 1980s.
The word Reiki means mysterious atmosphere, miraculous sign. It is a Japanese term that is made up of two words, Rei, the universe, external energy surrounding all living things, and Ki, the life energy or life force that flows through us. One could also liken Rei to the Yang principle and Ki to the Yin principle. Yang being the father sky or heavenly energy flow, and Yin being Mother Earth and much more of an earthly energy flow. One cannot exist without the other, and both are needed for balance and harmony. Oh, it's a bit like you and me, isn't it, Lauren?
It is. You're definitely the Yang.
I was just about to ask which one's which.
I think you are definitely the energy flow and I am the Mother Earth.
Well,
would you say?
I'm looking at it now. I'm thinking we could both be both.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't want to commit. I'm not ready.
Okay.
I could be quite motherly.
Yeah. It just meant you're more of like the power force and I'm more of like the grounding force.
Nice. Okay. Done.
Okay, deal.
I take you up on that partnership. There are many ancient cultures that have similar principles, but interpreted in different ways. India has prana energy and the chakra system. Judaism has the 10 precepts of the tree of life in the Kabbalah. And in China, it is referred to as qi. So they all mean the same thing.
Basically, yeah.
So just energy.
It's all a life energy.
Energy
and life
flowing.
Force, yeah.
Okay. Energy healing targets the energy fields around the body. According to practitioners, energy can stagnate in the body where there has been physical injury or possibly emotional pain. In time, these energy blocks can cause a lot of illness. And energy medicine aims to help the flow of energy and remove blocks in a similar way to acupuncture or acupressure. Improving the flow of energy around the body can enable relaxation, reduce pain, speed up healing, and reduce other symptoms of illness. So how is it done? How do we do Reiki?
Well, Reiki is best held in a peaceful setting, but it can be carried out anywhere. The patient sits in a comfortable chair or lies on a table fully clothed. There may or may not be music playing in the background. The practitioner places their hands lightly on or over specific areas of the head, the limbs, the torso. While the practitioner holds their hands lightly on or over the body, the transfer of energy takes place. During this time, the practitioner's hands may be warm and tingling, and each hand position is held until the practitioner senses the energy has stopped flowing. When the practitioner feels that the heat or the energy in the hands is gone, they remove their hands and place them over a different area of the body.
So it could take up to
an hour?
No, but in each part of the body?
Yeah, in each part of the body. Well, I guess, well, we've experienced it, haven't we? So how long was it on each section of your body?
Well, not long, couple of minutes,
yeah,
at most. But yeah. I wonder if, I guess it's different for everybody.
It must be. And I imagine if you're holding
a lot of emotional pain,
yeah,
or back pain, for example.
Yeah. Or problems in different areas, I guess it would be longer on one area than the other.
How interesting. Mm. Reiki is alleged to aid relaxation, help with sleep, assist in the body's natural self-healing processes, and develop emotional, mental, and spiritual well-being. I mean, could this be more up our street? It is also said to induce deep relaxation, help people cope with difficulties, clear the mind, and improve focus. It can relieve emotional stress and improve overall well-being. People who receive Reiki often describe it as intensely relaxing. Conditions that Reiki has been used to help with include cancer, heart disease, anxiety, depression, chronic pain, infertility, neurodegenerative disorders, autism, Crohn's disease, and fatigue syndromes. Cancer patients who have Reiki say they feel much better after. This may be because it helps them to relax, or another reason, according to Cancer Research UK, could be that the therapist spends time with them and touches them. This then has a soothing effect on patients who may be overwhelmed by invasive therapy, fear, and stress. So we always like to give both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
So what are the downsides, Lauren?
Well, there are very few research findings supporting any specific health benefits.
Really?
And also, it's been criticised for claiming to heal diseases without scientific evidence. Mm. And some have described the claims as fraudulent. Scientists note that any high-quality research into its effectiveness is lacking, and no study has yet shown that Reiki is any more effective than a placebo. The US National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health state that Reiki has not been clearly shown to be useful for any health-related purpose. However, they add that it does not appear to have any harmful effects or negative side effects.
So they're saying that because it can't be proved by science, it's therefore, it doesn't count.
They can't give it any weight, basically. But the main concern appears to be that people with serious health conditions may opt for Reiki and other complementary therapies instead of rigorously tested modern medicine. So it should also be used just as a complement to conventional medicine, never as a replacement. Reiki practitioners are not doctors. They cannot diagnose anyone with anything. But using it alongside other treatments, it's very unlikely to be hazardous. Indeed, touch alone, whether with or without universal energy, appears to have a range of benefits from building trust to enhanced overall well-being. So, as we always say at Self Care Club, if you do have any health concerns, then a trip to your GP is advised.
So, with all this in mind, how could we resist trying it out? I'm actually surprised it's taken as long as it has.
And quite a lot of people have asked us, please, please, when are you going to do Reiki? It's been a very popular topic. Yeah, I've heard it a lot
because
over the last year.
Because they've wanted to try it.
Because they've wanted to try it, because they're interested in it, or because they have tried it and they wanted us to try it.
Okay.
So to help us with our week, we enlisted the help of Melissa Coleman, who is a Reiki master based in North London. She started studying Reiki and its methods over 10 years ago. She has been attuned to Reiki first degree Shodan and second degree Okuden for over 3 years, and she is a member of the IPTI. And this is what she had to say.
So what kind of Reiki do you practice, or what is Reiki to you?
Well, I mean, Reiki in general, Reiki, yeah. Qigong, however you want to frame it,
yeah.
In the Eastern medicines, or ancient Chinese, Japanese healing method, is life force. Those are what the two words mean. And what it means to me is an avenue and a channel for healing. And however that healing manifests itself in your life is what will be healed. I have no control over it. I am but a channel for it. So yeah. It's none of my... If you came and said, oh, I've got a bad back.
Yeah.
That means nothing to me. I want to know how you got a bad back, why you got a bad back, what's going on in your life, and how did that bad back really come to pass? And,
yeah.
And then we get into a real sort of life-changing experience. And that's why it's different for me, I suppose, with some healers or others. People's lives tend to change just because my firm belief is that all physical starts and emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the root of that.
Yeah. So it's like a mind-body link.
Yeah.
And then you said you practice a sort of Eastern and Western...
Yes.
Philosophy.
So Reiki generally is just the channeling of energy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
My master taught me the additional skill of aligning chakra.
Okay.
So we cleanse and open and refill, if you will.
Yeah.
Each chakra as we go along the body.
Okay.
As well as infuse with light, clean out the meridian lines. I have an ability to see aura. They are seven layers, auras. and okay. they're different coloured layers.
Okay.
I know it sounds kooky, but it is.
Okay.
It's a scientific thing.
Yep.
And so I clean those. It's kind of like shaking a dirty carpet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And from me specifically, because I do bring a slight spiritual element, you'll get with me an auric brushing as well as a Reiki session.
What's an auric brushing?
So when you're on the table, before I flip you.
Yeah.
I will move the energy down the body.
Yeah.
And then I will physically brush you. So you'll feel a solid sensation.
Do people feel that, apart from the touch, obviously? Do people feel the energy moving down?
People see all sorts of things.
Okay.
I've had what's called the Reiki shakes before. So people, like somebody has started shaking uncontrollably. People cry, people laugh completely uncontrollably. It's like almost it's a clearing.
Okay.
So things come up, they bubble up to the surface. I myself, I know it sounds odd, I get very burpy or gassy.
When you're given it?
When I'm clearing, because it's literally a bubbling.
Okay.
So it's a release, or I'll yawn a lot.
Okay.
I warn people, I'm not bored. It's a clearing.
Okay.
I'm clearing out your,
okay.
your stuff.
I can't wait. I'm really excited. Okay.
So let's start with our usual questions.
Yes.
How did you feel going into this week?
Really curious.
Mm. Have you had it before?
Sort of. Really excited and really open. Well, I'll tell you when we ask, have you done it before?
I just did.
No, that's not the next question.
I just said, have you done this before? Okay. Would you like me to ask you again? So that
Ask me again. How did I feel going into it? Very curious. Totally open. Very excited. How did you feel?
Again, really open, and I love all these kinds of treatments.
Have you wanted to do this before? Have you like, has it?
I'm surprised I haven't done this before, actually.
Okay.
So it's never, I can't say that I've ever been dying to do it, but if it ever came up, I would have always jumped at this. So this is totally my bag.
Any preconceptions?
That it would be great.
Oh, okay.
You?
Well, I do know a few people who have seen Melissa, which is kind of how she came into our orbit. So I knew she was the real deal.
Okay.
Have you tried it before?
Am I allowed to answer?
Yeah.
Well, I just did.
Never tried it before.
I've never tried it before. If I ask you now,
yeah,
do you feel ready to answer the question?
I feel ready to answer the question.
Have you tried this before?
Yes.
And?
I had a massage therapist who gave me Reiki without telling me that she was giving me Reiki during the massage.
About that.
But I felt it. And when it was over, I asked her, did you just give me some Reiki? And she said, yes, I did.
That feels unethical to me.
She was the most ethical, like, amazing woman. So I forgive her that. But yes, I guess it was a bit strange to have been given it without being told.
You say she's the most ethical woman, but she actually practiced a treatment on you without asking for your consent.
But I felt it. That was what was weird. I could tell. Even though I'd never had it before, I could totally feel
that
something
is
going
interesting.
On, right? Then I had...
Have you seen her since?
No, I haven't.
Ah, there you go. Why is that?
Well, I was pregnant at the time and she was a specialist pregnancy masseuse. So that's why I haven't seen her since.
Right.
Because I'm not pregnant. Then I had another massage a couple of years later. And when it ended, I said to the girl, okay, please don't think this is weird, but when you were doing like my neck and scalp, I felt weird stuff. Did you? Or is it just me being bit
when you say weird stuff?
And she said,
you're going to have to be more specific about weird stuff.
Energy.
Okay.
And she said, are you joking? She said, I had to step back away from your head and breathe. Did you not notice? And I said, no. And she said, there was so much energy and heat coming out of your head, I couldn't touch you for a minute or so. I was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So yes, I have done it before.
And I wonder what that means. Loads of energy coming out of your head. What does it mean? Is that good? Is it bad?
But all
what does it say?
All I can say is I've never purposely had Reiki, sat down and purposely had it. It's just kind of happened.
That makes me really uncomfortable.
Okay. It doesn't make me uncomfortable.
That's not cool.
One more thing to note before we go into our weeks of how we found the practice.
Yeah.
Gary, the palm reader.
Yes.
Natalie, our oracle reader.
Yes.
And our angel therapist.
Yes.
All asked me if I was a Reiki practitioner.
Did they?
Okay. When I said no, I'm not a Reiki practitioner, all three of these people who have never met me and do not know me and are not connected to each other said, well, you have the gift and you should be doing it. This is something you should be doing.
Do we have time for you to be a Reiki practitioner?
Well, what I felt was now we're going to see an actual Reiki practitioner. obviously I was desperate to know if that was going to come up with her. So that I just wanted to add that in before we begin our weeks.
Ooh, curious. It feels like you've set us up quite well now.
Do you want to go first? I really want to
know.
No,
I can't go first now. Why? Because you're being a bit strange today. Like, firstly, I'm asking you a question. No, I'm not going to tell you the answer to that question until you ask me, even though I just asked you. And now you're starting to tell me about your week, but now you're not going to tell me about it. You're like, what is going on?
I just wanted to plant that in there.
Okay.
That was all.
Great. But what would be good if you were hosting a podcast is if you just very nicely, smoothly went into how your week was.
This episode is sponsored by Horizon Studios.
If you're traveling this year and looking for high quality, sustainable and beautifully designed luggage, then look no further than Horizon Studios, who've launched two new ranges. The RE Series, the world's most sustainable 97% recycled luggage, and now the revolutionary Air Series, the world's lightest high-end suitcase.
If you have airport anxiety, worrying about the weight of your case when it goes on those scales, then the Air Series is for you, and it is definitely for me. The Air Series pushes the boundaries of travel. Each detail is designed and engineered to combine an ultralight and durable product. It's significantly lighter than regular suitcases. Thank goodness, Lauren, that is brilliant. And it comes with a lifetime warranty because the most sustainable suitcase is the one that you only buy once. We used the cases to go to Paris and Wales last year, and as chronic overpackers, we could still wheel them around with ease.
We could. Ultra light and compact, the Air Series is made from a premium polycarbonate hard shell with reduced thickness and a recycled lining. It's 100% vegan and produced in a way that is 99% waste-free, blending design and function seamlessly. So, Nicole, you can pack those extra 5 pairs of shoes with no stress.
The entire range is available on the Horizon Studios website and in all leading department stores. Just go to www.horizon-studios.com.
Horizon Studios. Let's go further.
This episode is brought to you by Notion.
Have you ever stumbled upon a tool that feels like it's been tailor-made for you? Well, that's exactly how we feel about Notion. Simply and beautifully designed with all your notes and docs in one place and the power of AI built inside, it's where every idea, task and episode comes to life effortlessly.
Notion merges creativity with productivity seamlessly. Whether we're planning out our episode schedule, collabing on show notes or tracking guest invitations, it's perfect for those who may be becoming a little forgetful in midlife.
Hey, just the other day, we used it to map out an entire season of our podcast in record time. And that's why Notion has become an indispensable part of our podcasting toolkit. It even wrote this intro for us.
Notion is more than just a workspace. It's our secret weapon for success in the digital age. Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. It's a workspace designed not just for making progress, but getting inspired.
Notion is for everyone, CEOs, students and Lauren, if she can manage to navigate it anyone can.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
Are you now ready to tell us about your week, or would you like me to ask you again? Do you need a few more minutes? Should we come back tomorrow?
I'm going to tell you everything.
Shoot.
So I went to Melissa's home.
Yes.
She took us into the living room.
Us?
Well, me and you, but not together. We went on separate days.
We did. I didn't know if you went with someone else.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know if you were cheating on me.
I wasn't. The living room has a therapy bed in it. And I just liked Melissa on site. I just liked her. I just gelled with her. Yes. So she asked me some very sort of vague questions about my health, general questions. How are your periods? Do you have any health concerns?
Oh, really?
Yes. Anyway, I had nothing to tell her.
She didn't ask me any of that.
All right. Well, I have nothing to tell her because...
What do you mean?
Well, there's nothing wrong with me. So there was nothing to tell. And then...
You do get a bit moody.
I don't.
You do. You do.
My God. I take my evening primrose oil for that.
You get a bit like... You know, the red rage when it comes down. And then you always say, I'm getting my period.
Oh, yeah.
You get much more...
Very standardised, though. I mean, it's a very standard female thing. I wouldn't say it's, like, exceptional.
I didn't say it was exceptional.
No.
It says exceptional. I'm just saying...
Are you saying I should have told her I get PMT as one of my things I should have expressed? Is that what you're saying?
I am feeling backed into a corner.
Let's just move along. Let's just move along.
Are you due on right now?
No.
Okay.
Not quite yet. Anyway, she then did this thing that I've never seen before, which I'm going to presume she did with you as well, but I won't know till you tell me. She had a bag of crystals. And in this little bag, she said they were very special crystals to her. And in the bag, one of them was very long and pointed.
Yes.
What shape would you say it was?
It looked like something out of kryptonite.
Yes. Like a pencil made of crystal, but thick.
Thick pencil.
Like a marker?
Right. She did do this on me.
Okay.
Now, I don't think that is part of Reiki.
It's not.
No, it isn't. So I was going to just sort of stumble over that bit. As beautiful as it was, and as spiritual and quite revealing as it was, because she gives you a reading through the stones, I don't think that's classic Reiki.
It isn't, but I kind of have to reference it because of what happened later.
Okay.
So the sort of pencil-shaped crystal represents you, and then she scatters the other ones, and as they fall around you, each crystal represents a different thing, sort of your work,
your
marriage,
mind, your emotional well-being, all of that.
And so she reads, judging by where they lie in relation to your body, as in the long crystal represents your body.
It was amazing.
It was really cool. So above my head, there was a very pink crystal, which fell directly above, and she said that there is a long maternal line of ancestors who are all protecting me, watching me, there for me, which I've also been told before. So she said, if you looked back through your maternal line, she said you'd find quite a few of those women were psychics and spiritualists. So there was another stone that represented mother. And she kept going on and on and on about mother this, mother that. I'm like, I have nothing exceptional to report about my mother. She's alive. She's well. We have a very functioning relationship. It's all good. So I didn't get what that was. And of course, then it turned out it wasn't my mother. It was mother's, because it was in my workspace. And of course, that is what I do. So it sort of led into a very quick conversation where I said to her, listen, this is what I do for a living. I don't really know why I do it. I don't really know why I was drawn to this work. I'm so atypical in doula world. I'm not like most doulas. And many mornings I wake up and think, why am I in this job? It's a very weird job for me. So
you love it though.
I do, but I am.
And I bet you're really great at it.
I'm really good at it. I'm a great doula.
I mean, I would definitely want you at a birth.
Thank you. But I'm not, I am a little atypical. So that sort of sat out there. She did a body scan, which was just her looking down my body. Reading it? Did she do that for you?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
But I like that we've had a completely different experience.
Okay.
Because it shows that she really takes the person into account.
So she scanned down my body and she went, well, this is just really annoying and frustrating. You're not lumpy. You're not cysty. You've got no problems with your periods.
You're perfectly healthy.
Your organs look fine. You're perfectly healthy. It's very annoying because I'm a healer. I'm supposed to like have stuff to heal. There's literally nothing there. I was like, sorry. She said, you're just basically in rude health, but I'm going to put...
That's great.
It was great. She said, but I'm going to put you on the table and what you're going to experience is just a lovely relaxing kind of session. And she said she's going to lay hands. She's going to read my auras, of which there are 7 layers, apparently. And then she said she's going to give me a brush, which she said she will physically brush down my body, down my arms, down my legs to kind of brush away. What is she brushing away? The energy?
I'm hoping negativity.
I guess. I don't know. So she said, you may see colours. You may experience emotions. Some people cry. Some people laugh. And then she said, please ignore me if I yawn a lot or burp.
Yes.
Because when stuff comes up in a body, I have...
Because she said it's a clearing.
Yes.
And so when you're clearing something, it sort of works its way through.
So she said, please ignore her if that happens. So that was fine. So I lay on the table. She put her hands on me and I thought she was going to hover them over, but she actually touches you very, very lightly on your head, your neck and moves down your body. And when she got to my heart, there was a lot of like bright violets and blues, really bright. And I laughed and I said to her, there's so much purpley blue.
Did you talk to her?
Yes. Yes. I said, there's so much purpley blue. And I laughed. And I didn't feel any heat. I didn't really feel anything in my body at all as she was doing it, but I did see the colours. I didn't feel emotional, didn't feel anything. When she got down to my feet, I had this real weird feeling of clarity. That's the kind of
that
best...
That often comes up for you.
Yeah, that's the best way I can describe it. So afterwards, once it was finished...
You said that in sophrology. That's
yes.
Exactly what you said.
Yes, yes. So afterwards, we talked it through and she said she could not see anything in my body at all. Nothing. Completely clear. She said, maybe there's a little tiny bit of shadowing on a kidney. Maybe drink more water. I was like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say, well, that was a given.
Of course, but that's not, you know, I'm not going to.
But hold on.
What?
Why would you not?
Because I don't want to and I don't like it.
Well, even though
can't
it helps
have
your...
the water discussion again.
Even though it helps, well, we're having it. Even though it helps your kidney.
She didn't say there's anything wrong. She just said, if I had to find something,
yeah,
that's what I would do. Have some peppermint tea in the evening. I said, well, I've been doing that on instinct anyway. She said, well, then you know what you're doing. You're healing yourself, so don't worry about it. Okay, you're going to love this. Then she said... Did you notice at one point I burped? I said, no, I actually didn't. And she said, this huge bubble came up inside me at one point when I was hovering over your body. But she said, while I was doing it, I kept saying to myself, I can't tell this lady what I'm finding because she isn't going to want to know.
What is it?
I was like, obviously, yeah. I want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, it's a bit kind of embarrassing. I was like, oh my God, say it.
What is it?
And obviously, you know I'm going to say it on the podcast. She's like, well, it happened when I was over your bum.
I was like, what does that mean? What? Did you need a poo?
What? No. She said...
Piles?
She said, all I can tell you is, you, I think you have a very flexible rectum.
Did you tell her that you'd been sunning it over the summer?
She said, all I can say is, like, that was the only thing
I don't even
I
know
got
what that means.
You. Well, neither do I. She's like, she said, it's something to do with your butthole. She's like, it is either flexible or it is very...
Burnt.
Or it is very tight. And I said to her, listen, Melissa, I said, I'm not joking, but this week, because the week we went was the week that our butthole sunning episode was on air, right? That
yes.
was the week. And I said, Melissa, is it possible that literally my butthole is like out there in the universe right now? Because if anyone listens to the podcast this week, it's all about my bumhole. And she went, well, yeah, that really could be exactly what you're putting out into the universe. And that's what I'm picking up on.
So basically you walked out of the Reiki feeling much more clarified because you have a flexible rectum.
I mean...
I think we should put that as our slogan.
I mean... She just said, I just kept thinking, I can't tell this lady because she just won't want to know. I was like, Melissa, I'm so happy you told me this.
I just want to know how you can use it as a superpower.
My flexible rectum.
Yeah.
I'm sure there is probably some terrible websites I could be. Let's not go there.
You should put it in your bio on Instagram. doula/flexibly rectus.
I think,
whoever that is.
I think I would... encourage some people I don't want to encourage. I already got asked this week, Nicole, if you and I had an OnlyFans page. And I was like, no, we don't. Should I look into that? And then I said to the children, what's an OnlyFans page? And they went, it's porn, Mum. I was like, I don't have that.
Hold on. Who asked you that?
Male
or female?
A male, a photographer in the States. Yeah, he asked us if we had an OnlyFans page.
I don't know whether to be flattered or horrified.
I didn't know what it was, but now he said it, I feel a mixture of both.
What did Max think about that?
Max and Zach were like, Mum, no. The answer's no.
You could show him your flexible rectum. He'd like to see that. I think we should message him back.
No,
let's make his day. By the way,
anyway,
if you'd like to know more about my flexible rectum...
Oh, fucking hell, you're never going to let this... I never should have told you. But look, can I tell you something else? Following Bumgate, she said to me that she has never, ever said this to anyone before. She's been practicing Reiki for a long time, right? She said that she had to beg her master, her Reiki master, to train her because it's not like a thing. I think you have to ask or someone offers to train you. I don't think you're supposed to ask. I think they offer to teach you. She is now a master.
Yeah.
And because she's a master, she said she has the ability to train others, but she doesn't feel like it's the time, it's the right time, or that it's something she is able to do right now. She said, I just want to tell you that the time is going to come. And when the time comes, I'm phoning you because you're the person that I'm supposed to be training.
Wow.
And I went completely cold, cold. I was like, well, you're now the fourth person who has said that to me. And because it's your thing, it's your job, I'm just going to say okay. Yes, because it's too weird. Right. She said, I promise you, I have never, ever said that to anyone before, but it is you that I am going to train.
Ooh.
Is that weird?
Like, ooh.
Is that so weird?
I mean, can I be your guinea pig if you have people that you have to practice on?
Well, you have to do the first thing. Well, the first bit is self-healing. You can do it on yourself. And then when you do the second level of Reiki, that's when you can lay hands on others. So it would be like a long time. But I think maybe, Nicole, I'm like going to be the world's leading Reiki master. What do you think?
I think I'm stressed.
You're stressed?
I'm stressed.
Why?
Because we've got a lot to do.
Listen, with all my talents, with my flexible rectum, my Reiki healing, my doula work, I feel like I can take over the world.
You actually can. I wonder if you could actually take over the world with a flexible rectum.
Listen, if you're on the right porn sites, I think you probably could.
What was
could.
His name, the photographer?
I'm not telling you his name. Okay, I'm not.
Did it come through
you.
To our self-care account or your personal account?
He is someone I have had dealings with previously.
What do you mean dealings with? What do you mean dealings
when with? When I was editing the Doula magazine, he took an incredible birth photograph of a woman giving birth. I didn't know at the time that this woman in the photo was a porn star, and it was the most incredible photo. And I asked him if I could use it for the front cover, and I did. And then obviously I kind of got embroiled in like his photos and his world. And then I sort of realized, oh,
right.
That's what goes on. So now we're kind of like Instagram
buddies.
Mm-hmm. Buddies is pushing it. Colleagues.
Colleagues. Colleagues. I think colleagues is pushing it, isn't it? Colleagues is a bit worrying.
Listen, if you and I are ever going to do a porn shoot, yes. he'll be our guy.
We'll open okay? with your flexible rectum. Shall I get
oh
on with?
My God!
Shall I get on with my
please
week?
Please move away. Please.
Never
speak of it again.
Never.
Never speak of it
again. I promise you I will be. So, yeah. I went to Melissa.
Yes, you did.
And I instantly liked Melissa. She's got a very infectious energy.
Yeah.
So she's quite, she's a very big presence.
Yes.
And so it took me a minute to sort of adapt to her energy, but I did instantly love her. She also did the stones,
yes.
as you mentioned before. She said, is there anything that you would like healing? And I said, I do get bad migraines. And the stone, the mind stone, sat right next to the tip of the long crystal.
Oh, interesting.
And she said, can you see how the mind stone is right next to your head?
Yes.
The reading was amazing.
Yeah.
It was very revealing.
Yes.
It was very on point.
Yes.
And she said, oh, you've got a lot to do in this world, haven't you? And I said, well, yes, I really do feel that. And I have also heard that from the angel therapist and from Natalie. They have both said to me, you've got a lot of work to do here.
Mm.
I know. So she picked up on that too, which was absolutely fantastic. And then she said, I never do this and I never say this to anybody. She didn't offer to teach me Reiki, don't worry. But she said that is she a business consultant?
Yes.
During the day?
Yes.
Anyway, she wants to help me, like, build the business.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, so we had that. Then I got on the bed. Then we did some Reiki.
Yeah.
I did feel heat coming from her hands. My body was jolting all the time.
Really?
My right buttock was in spasm the whole time. Maybe I was tuning in
to the perineal sunning,
to your flexibility.
I just think this whole week, we have just been putting our butts out to the universe, literally in our podcast. And I think we were just responding. That's my take on it.
So it was spasming.
Wow.
The whole time. It wouldn't stop.
That's so weird.
I also saw a lot of light. I also saw a lot of colour. There was one image that was like a lion, a white lion, who was breathing sort of in my face And he was like blowing, my hair was all blowing back, like it was like really windy, but it was just light coming on my face. It was incredible.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Did you ask her? Did you tell her afterwards?
Yeah, of course. What did she say? She's like, amazing. It was amazing. I don't know. It was just like this big beam of light just coming at me and I was just receiving it.
Blimey.
Even though it's quite uncomfortable, I was just receiving it.
Wow.
And then I had a vision of you.
Right.
And she told me that I had to tell you what it was because I didn't understand it. It was like loads of children lined up in a line and you were at the end. Why are you looking freaked out?
Go on.
You were at the end and it was just you kind of being with this long, I want to say lineage of children.
My God.
It was really bizarre. And then I said to her, that was a really strong image. I don't know what that means. And she said, you've got to tell her on the podcast. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I totally do know what that means.
Do you want to share it?
I was going to share it at the end, but I feel like I have to share it now.
Are we
going to go back to there again?
Shall I ask you?
Can you ask me in 10 minutes?
How did you feel going into it? I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to tell you when it's convenient for me.
Okay. I was going to put this in the what did you learn section.
My hands have gone quite sweaty.
Okay, it's actually made me feel a bit sweaty as well. So when I said
Can
to
I
you,
just say, yeah. disclaimer,
yeah.
I swear to God we yeah. have not discussed this.
Can you just, do you not want to finish your session before I tell you this? No, okay, you don't want to.
I think you need to learn that yeah. when things come up,
just we just say go, them. Okay,
we just
I'll
go
just
with
say it.
It.
Okay. Okay, when she was at my feet and I had this real moment of clarity, my moment of clarity was about the conversation I'd had with her before about like, why the fuck do I do this weird job that is so not my job? And also linked back to why I had this long lineage of female ancestors going through my head. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, had my uncle. She then had two stillbirths and then my mother.
Right.
Because it was the 1940s, there was no counselling, there was no help, there was no therapy. You just were sent home from the hospital and that was the end of the story. And when she reached my feet, I had this sudden like snapping instant moment of clarity where I went, I'm doing this work because I'm here to heal that wound. Like that's what I'm doing.
Oh my God, I've just gone cold.
It was so clear to me. And she said, you've been sent to do this. She said, it's epigenetics. It's like, you don't even know that you're carrying, you know, epigenetics have been proven, but it's when you are carrying the trauma of generations past. So people who died in the Holocaust, their great grandchildren can be carrying that trauma in their genes. They may not even know about the history. And I said to her, just feel like I'm going to do this work. And then one day I'm going to wake up, not right now, but I think not in the too distant future and go, okay, I've done the work now. That's kind of how I feel.
And I've just had a vision about it.
And that's when you're saying like with the lines of children behind me.
And I, by the way, had no idea what that meant.
Well, to me, that's what that means.
I agree. When I told her, her eyes went very wide and she's like, you must mention that to Lauren.
And I said to her, what is that? What is that? What does that make sense to you? And she said, this is the work you've been sent here to do and you'll know.
How
when
incredible.
It's time.
We're so in tune with each other.
I know. We spend a lot of time together.
But we hadn't.
No,
because
I'd
been away and you'd been away.
Wow.
Well, I don't think I'd seen you for about a
week.
That's
really, I mean, it makes complete sense to me.
Incredible. Wow. Mm. I feel quite moved by that.
Yeah, it was. It was a real...
Aren't we connected?
We are.
Oh.
Can we get married now?
Anyway, then we sat down afterwards and we kind of talked it through. And she said that she'd had a few visions about you and me and what we were what we're meant to be doing.
Yeah.
We're meant to be doing. She's like, there's a festival.
Oh, shut up.
I swear to
God. You've made that up.
On my children's life.
There's a festival.
There's a festival. We are going to be doing. Oh, why are you rolling your
eyes? I don't know. My festival days are over.
It's a wellness festival.
Oh, right.
So we won't be getting fucked up in the toilet. Okay. I promise you. It's a wellness festival.
Yeah.
And we are going to be hosting to all of our listeners and to all people that need more wellness in their life.
That was her vision.
That was her vision. She said, it's just happening. It's just, you're just going to have to go with it. And it's just happening.
Wow.
I know. I was like, I'm well up for a festival.
Anything going on in your body that she picked up on?
No, it was more about my work here as a woman, as a mother.
Yeah.
And I need to relax a bit.
Okay.
That was quite true. And yeah, that was really much my experience. I have got a voice note.
Oh, good.
I've just come out of Reiki. I feel deeply relaxed and blown away and a bit speechless. I don't really know how to sum up what just happened. It was a deep spiritual dive into, I guess, my subconscious. Things came up I didn't expect. It was surprising. It was exhilarating. It was relaxing. It was hectic, chaotic. It was like everything in an hour and a half. And it's going to take me a couple of days to process this.
The police are chasing me.
That was how I felt when I came out. Then I'm going to play my second voice note too. Okay.
So it's 8 o'clock in the evening. I had Reiki today around midday. I am so tired. I think I'm going to have to go to bed. I even took a COVID test because I feel so tired, like bordering on, am I not well? I'm so tired. I have had a very busy 3 days, but I'm just wiped out. Now that could very possibly be my busy schedule or it could be the Reiki. It's very hard to quantify, but just wanted to update you. I am curious as to how I'm going to feel tomorrow. Am I going to feel full of energy? Am I going to be wiped out again? Is this anything to do with the Reiki at all? Who knows?
I didn't feel any of that.
I was, well, you heard, exhausted.
Yeah.
And then for a few days after that, I have been feeling quite low.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't it? And then I texted Melissa yesterday to say, is it common? Is it a common side effect to feel quite emotionally low? Because it's not like me to feel emotionally low.
Yeah.
And it just kind of dawned on me at the weekend, I wonder if it's the Reiki, like, you know, moving the energy around and unblocking
something. Did she brush it all off?
Yeah.
Did she brush it?
Only on my arms.
Okay, I had the whole body.
No, it was only on my arms she brushed it off. So again, I don't know what that means. Maybe I'll know more in the epilogue by the time I come back with the epilogue.
Did she say anything about that?
She said it's not common. It could be the Reiki. She just said, just get curious and just be reflective about it, really.
Very.
I know. Because there's nothing specific that's making me feel low. It's just that was my mood.
You seem to have carried a lot of, like, I feel like a lot of stuff was kind of given to you. A lot of information and a lot of emotional stuff, a lot of stuff was put, or not put on you, but kind of exposed to you. Does that make sense? Like the lion and the visions and a lot.
The festival.
Like a lot happened.
And a business plan that she's going to give us.
Like a lot happened.
Yeah. It was quite a lot. It took me a few days to kind of unravel it all.
Mm. I felt nothing. Nothing when I left. Nothing that night. I felt completely
I have definitely felt a big shift.
That's so interesting.
Let's sum it up.
Okay.
What worked? Are you happy to answer now?
I'm happy to answer now, yeah. I really like Melissa. I really enjoyed the experience. I really like that crystal throwing. I found it fascinating. I'd never seen
reading,
that before.
Wasn't it? It was a reading in
reading,
itself.
Yeah. I felt very safe with her. I felt relaxed. I enjoyed it. I found it fascinating.
Yeah.
That's what worked for me.
Yeah.
What worked for you?
Exactly. All of it.
Yeah.
She was fabulous. Mm. She was just like a different state of fabulous. I loved her. And I felt very safe with her.
Yes, I did too.
So there have been a couple of times through this podcast where I haven't taken to a practitioner.
Yes.
But her, I really took to. So that's what worked.
Yes.
What didn't work?
I didn't feel anything solid. I didn't feel anything in my body when I was having the treatment. I didn't feel any heat. I think what didn't work, this sounds very a very odd thing to say, but what didn't work is I'm perfectly well. I think if I had something wrong, it would be easier to understand the treatment, the way it works, because I would have had something to fix, something to heal. So there was nothing really emotional and nothing in my body. So it's a bit like you're kind of healing the healthy.
You always say that. And I'm of the belief there is always something to heal. And I'm not saying we need to dig stuff up.
Well,
emotionally, there is always something to learn, something to grow from, something to, always.
Well, I was waiting for that. I was like, if she can't find anything in my body, maybe she'll find something floating around my heart chakras. there's no mess. So
I'll create a mess.
I don't want to create a mess. I'm delighted with that.
Yeah.
But, you know,
but
that's what didn't work.
Maybe it was just a
nice
experience.
It was. Anything not work for you?
The lowness that I've been feeling. In fact, I can't even say it didn't work, because I just feel like it's part of a process that will reveal itself later on. I was exhausted that night. Absolutely finished.
Very interesting.
That didn't particularly work. What did you learn?
Well, why I do my work and why I'm drawn to it. I mean, that was like the biggest learning thing ever. Yeah.
And also that clearly I am supposed to do Reiki at some point in my life.
Yeah.
What did you learn?
I learned I need to chill out a bit.
Okay.
And I don't have to do everything today. Mm. I can just chill and allow it to unfold. That's what I learned.
I think that's quite a hard thing to suddenly learn in your 40s. Like, that is the person you are.
I'm a very impatient person. I'm very driven.
Yes.
So whereas it works for me in a lot of aspects of my life because it pushes me forward, I also need to learn how to channel it so that it doesn't drive me nuts.
Okay.
So I guess that's what
I think that's a healthy thing.
Is it coming in the club?
I think it has to come in the club.
100% coming in the club.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We will be back on Friday with more on our epilogue show. So you can email us if you want to tell us anything about Reiki. hello@theselfcareclub.co.uk. You can come and find us on Instagram @selfcareclubpod. All the conversation in the whole world goes on over at our Instagram page. But no, do come and join us because there's a lot of stuff that goes on there and we always love to engage with you and hear from you. Be back on Friday. Look after yourselves and take care.
Bye-bye.
Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Motherkind.